Hi, this is Rivka Little, senior site editor for Search Networking and Search Networking Channel, and I am here with Barbara Gitek, vice president of global channels at Brocade. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Rivka. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, too. So what are the three main messages you'd like to get across to Brocade partners this year?
Well, there's a couple of core things, but really, you know, one of the core messages and the core focus areas is really all about cloud enablement for Brocade and Brocade partners this year. We have a lot of investment in terms of training certifications and training methodologies we're driving. We firmly believe that this is a year of partner transformation. Partners are really asking themselves what part they will be playing in the whole cloud development. They're developing their models between classic resales, managed services, solution-focused. So as part of the core cloud enablement focus, we're approaching a very modular, flexible partner program. We have added multiple layers of how partners can join whichever role they want to play. So this year is all about enablement and flexibility, while at the same time we keep on the core focus of quality and partnership, which means we're really adapting to what partners are saying, and we're making sure that the program matches exactly their very flexible needs.
When you talk about enabling the channel to provide or to play a role in the cloud, does that mean that they will be building their own data centers to become their own clouds and offer hosted services, or will they be building private and hybrid clouds for their customers, or both?
So I believe that partners are looking at multiple ways on how they can engage in the cloud right now. We're speaking to a lot of VARs that are actually looking at building up their own infrastructure for providing managed services or even, you know, being their own cloud providers. We're looking at partners that are looking at resellers for cloud services. So when I speak about modularity and flexibility, we really try to design the right partner approach for each of those. Specifically for the ones that want to build out data centers, we have just launched very specific models on how we can help them finance their equipment and build up their network infrastructure for those data centers.
And what's the response been like from the channel to that?
The response has been tremendous. I mean, it's really that if you speak to channel partners, they are all trying to adapt right now. And there is a lot of angst, but at the same time, there's a lot of excitement out in the channel in terms of the opportunity. And what partners are really asking for is a vendor that gives them, you know, the help to find the right path of what they want to do. And they're really embracing the concept that Brocade understands whether they want to resell, whether they want to offer their own services. We will have the right program in place to support them.
So obviously a big part of that is to build out a data center that's based on a data center network fabric. And that's a big part of what Brocade has been talking about over the past few months. Can you talk a little bit about the Brocade data center fabric and what that means for partners?
Absolutely. So, I mean, channel partners, you know, really understand that the classical way networks have been architected will not cater for the future anymore. And I think everybody that has been studying and following the networking industry understands that you will need a fabric design for the future, because the current architecture doesn't support cloud-enabled networking in terms of performance, in terms of density, in terms of scalability. So partners very well understand that this is the future way to go. At the same time, as they're looking to adapt and find their place in the clouds and convergence, they really embrace the new technology. So we've seen a lot of excitement around fabric architectures. We do see from our partners, because Brocade has been the leader in SAN fabrics for you know, many, many years now, we see a lot of credibility from our partners that we are able to deliver the most compelling fabric architecture and design. And we also announced at Tech Day a few months ago that we are actually the only ones also that have a customer testimonial for a first customer that has actually installed a large fabric architecture. So we see a lot of excitement in our partner base.
So if you had to define the one key element of a data center fabric architecture, or the one thing that it offers a data center network, what would that be?
Well, one of the key messages around Ethernet fabric architecture is that you can actually flatten the layers of the architecture. A second key focus is that you have unified management and the ability to manage the entire fabric, you know, as one logical chassis. Mm-hmm. So really flattening the architecture, creating, you know, this one network that you can manage from a single console, and at the same time add and scale and add new elements without having to reconfigure. These are the core elements.
So obviously a big part of the cloud and data center networks is application delivery optimization and control, and Brocade has offered a specific program around this. Can you talk a little bit about what that program is and why you went in that direction?
So the program you're talking about is our VIP, our Value Incentive Program, we launched last year. And it's not only about application delivery. It is really back to the earlier point I made about flexibility in the program. What Brocade launched is a very comprehensive partner program, which is all about paying your partners for their skill sets. Application delivery is one of the specializations within the program. Virtualized fabric is one of the specializations. We have what's called network infrastructure. We have data center infrastructure. So what this program is really aimed at is to pay our partners for their skill sets and for their value of partnership. So it's a back-end rebate program that allows them to add back-end rebate percentage points against accumulative specializations. So we want to have our partners build up their skill sets, you know, be very powerful and enabled, but at the same time, I want to keep this principle of pay for performance.
So there's been a lot of talk these days about whether or not to go with a multi-vendor network, especially in light of people investing so much in these data center networks. What's the Brocade message around whether or not to go with a multi-vendor network?
So Brocade obviously has a history and a ongoing core philosophy of open systems, open networks, and multi-vendor networks. That's one of the core elements of our, you know, company philosophy for years. We announced in Tech Day also our open framework for management, provisioning, and integration of multi-vendor interoperability, which includes Brocade products supporting OpenStack for software and storage, as well as software-defined network capabilities through OpenFlow. So absolutely, it's been one of our core messages that we promote open virtual compute blocks versus vertical stacks. From a partner perspective, I also think this is very important because we're currently driving an initiative with a couple of our core distributors as well as integrators to put those open multi-vendor solutions together. So I'm working closely with partners to design those stacks, those open stacks within their demo centers. Brocade is investing on equipment to do that, you know, to have proof points and certified open virtual compute block solutions. From my perspective, it's key for the integrator because it's empowering the integrator as the point of integration and not the vendor. So we've been pushing that idea very strongly with our channel partners. And again, they do like the idea because obviously they want to be the owner of the solution and the point of integration, which is their value add.
The overall switching market as a whole is down, and so that's a problem for all of the major networking vendors. How will Brocade help its partners address the idea of commodity switches and competition at this point?
We really understand at Brocade very well the pressure that business partners are on, and I mean they have been on in the classic switching and routing market for some time because the pressure on margins and the competitive landscape has been very, very tough. This is one of the core reasons why from day one of the program we've been focusing on profitability, and one of the core elements is I continue to, you know, to attempt to drive higher margins than the competition for our partners. The way we're doing this is really through a, you know, multitude of very, very compelling benefits in the program. So we're adding high deal reg, back-end rebate programs, all these elements that help partners to really compensate for the lower margins. We also announced already a year and a half ago our professional service and support partner program. So I want to enable business partners to increase their service support revenues, again, you know, to level out any hardware margin deficiencies they have. And we announced as a vendor, actually, that we are providing those professional services revenues in full to the channel. So we're not even having, substantial back-end charges. We're really providing a lot of that opportunity. And on top of that, continue investment in skill sets. So unlike other vendors, we do not really push our business partners to invest in certifications. We really offer a majority of training at low cost to no cost. So I'm trying to lower their cost of entry in the program, and at the same time, I'm increasing their profitability to compensate for what's going on in the market.
Obviously, this is the age of IPv6, and I know that Brocade has IPv6-ready solutions. So can you talk a little bit about what those solutions are and how they have or will benefit partners?
Absolutely. Brocade has been, I would say, in the driving seat in terms of IPv6 definitions and standards and architectures, for many years now. We have probably one of the most industry complete sets of IPv6, unicast, multicast, transition protocols implementations. We have our NetIron and MLX product families, which includes both hardware-based wire speed IPv switching and routing products, but also upgradable systems for IPv6. So we have a pretty complete product line in terms of features and solutions. I think what's interesting for the business partner is current government mandates, as well as the cloud adoption, are really driving that internet transformation. And the opportunity for business partners is huge in my view, because if you look at any technology transition represents partner opportunity. What we do at Brocade is we are supporting that opportunity through actually active lead generation, where we're actively sharing opportunity with the business partners. I think specifically those business partners that are very service provider focused have a huge opportunity. And we're just helping them to augment the value they can provide to their customer and keep customer ownership and trusted advisor status. So I think any technology transition just represents a great opportunity for the partner to be those advisors to the customer.
I'd love to know how Brocade will continue to invest in the channel going forward.
Well, channel remains and still is one of the key areas of go-to-market focus for Brocade. We've been continuously investing over the last 2 years with increased coverage. We added probably 30 more countries worldwide to the channel network. We have substantial headcount investments. The actual channel-focused sales teams have grown by over 200-plus people worldwide. And we made quite some investment in terms of core tools and infrastructure investments like configurators, partner locators, and IT tools.
Thank you for taking the time to do this. We've learned so much.
Thank you, Rivka, for inviting me again, and always great to speak to the listeners.